KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, some fog, and 50 degrees. We look for areas of fog to continue this morning, and mostly cloudy skies with occasional drizzle, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In state news, the Iowa Business Council released its latest quarterly economic outlook survey on Monday, and Executive Director Georgia Van Gundy said the results find a lot of optimism.
Our members show that this is the strongest that the economy's been in over the 10 years that we've been doing the survey.
The survey was taken before the news of the new Canada and Mexico trade agreement, which she says won't do anything but help that optimism.
Yeah, definitely. I do believe that it will be a positive for our members and for the economy in Iowa.
The survey uses an index for sales, capital spending, and employment to gauge the business sentiment of many of the largest businesses in the state. While the optimism is abundant, Van Gundy says the biggest concern remains finding enough qualified employees. She said the IBC is doing what it can to try and help the situation and are targeting young people to let them know there are a variety of careers available.
We've pledged 30,000 internships, externships, and apprenticeships, so that we get students on site at our locations to help them understand what those jobs look like. And then we get teachers spending their time with these businesses, helping them understand the coursework and how it applies, and then also the great jobs that are out there as well. So kind of starting at an early age to develop that pipeline.
Iowa is now alone in second place in the country for unemployment rate after dropping to a 2.5% in August.
Which sounds great, but if you want your economy to keep moving and to have growth within businesses, we do have to have the workforce here in order to do it. And our members a couple weeks ago met, and some of the challenges that they've talked about is how do we attract more people to our state and how to retain more people to our state. So we're looking at putting together some campaigns around the different jobs and careers that are here and the quality of life.
Van Gundy says Iowa has a lot to sell to draw new workers to the state.
We have a new employee at the Iowa Business Council, just as a prime example, wanted to come back to Iowa because their commute was an hour and a half each way to where they were employed. So having a much shorter commute, having a lower cost of living.
Van Gundy says they also plan to let prospective employees learn about a lot of new unique things that Iowa has to offer.
You know, we're the first in the nation as far as caucuses, and that's going to be kicking up here pretty soon after this interim election, midterm election. And so that's another thing that Iowa's known for that's exciting that can attract people back to our state as well.
To see the full IBC quarterly survey, go to their website at iowabusinesscouncil.org. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that no injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident Saturday afternoon on Highway 2. Authorities say a 2002 Chevy 1500 pickup driven by 17-year-old Sean Dylan Hart of Council Bluffs was traveling westbound just east of the West Tarkio Creek at around 12:54 p.m. when the truck struck a bridge approach and railing. The accident happened as the teen was looking toward a field. The truck, owned by Lance Hart, sustained $2,500 damage. Damage to the bridge and approach guardrail was also estimated at $2,500. Sean Hart was cited for failure to maintain control. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday also that a Shambaugh man was arrested Saturday evening following the pursuit of an ATV. Deputies arrested 45-year-old Kyle Lee Woldruff at around 7:30 p.m. for driving under suspension. Woldruff was also cited for operating the ATV on the roadway without a legal reason and eluding or attempting to elude law enforcement. Woldruff was the operator and only person on an ATV that a deputy attempted to stop on 265th Street just east of Shambaugh. The ATV continued, though, east on 265th, failing to yield to emergency lights and sirens from the deputy's fully marked patrol vehicle. At about 2 miles east of 265th and Shambaugh, Woldruff entered a field and continued to drive the ATV while attempting to elude the deputy. Woldruff was arrested after he lost control of the machine during the pursuit. He was brought to the Page County Jail and later released after posting bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports 28-year-old Derek Paul Thompson of California was arrested Sunday on a Page County warrant for violation of probation stemming from a sentencing charge of possession of marijuana. Thompson was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office and was unable to post a $5,000 bond. He remained in custody Monday pending further court proceedings. On Saturday, 23-year-old Dylan Stephen White Voshishovsky of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was arrested on a Page County warrant for violation of probation on an original sentencing charge of carrying weapons. White Voshishovsky was unable to post a $2,000 cash bond and was being held in the Page County Jail. Council Bluffs police said yesterday that an arrest had been made in connection with an armed robbery that took place Monday morning. Officers responded at around 7:42 a.m. to the Baumgars store on East Canesville Boulevard for an armed robbery. The suspect fled from the scene in a red Pontiac Firebird with Nebraska plates heading west on Canesville. The vehicle was located and a traffic stop was attempted, but the vehicle continued west on Canesville to 8th and Broadway, where officers deployed stop sticks. The car lost a tire in the process and became disabled as it went over the Broadway viaduct. The driver then fled from the vehicle on foot, but was apprehended before he could get off the viaduct. The suspect was identified as 35-year-old Randy Lee Anderson, Jr. of Omaha. Anderson, Jr. was charged with two counts of first-degree robbery, theft in the second degree for possession of stolen property, theft in the third degree, also possession of stolen property, being a felon in possession of a firearm, reckless driving, eluding, and possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. He also had an outstanding warrant out of Nebraska. Both the vehicle and gun Anderson used in the commission of the robbery had been reported stolen as well. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Pottawatomie County man had been arrested Friday afternoon. 24-year-old Dylan Lee Kahn of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for two counts of probation violation. He was taken into custody at the Pott County Jail and held on a $50,000 bond. A call last Thursday about a robbery at the University of Nebraska Medical Center resulted in three men being under suspicion of first-degree robbery. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports $700 in cash and a cell phone was stolen from an Avoca man. 19-year-old Ricky Lee Ludwig Mydell of Minden, 20-year-old Dylan James Mydell of Council Bluffs, and Austin Bird are suspected in the case. A report was filed, but the men were not arrested. A traffic stop Friday evening in Pott County on a vehicle with illegal window tint resulted in the arrest of the driver, 18-year-old Austin Markey of Council Bluffs. He was arrested on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree, the bond for which was set at $300. Markey was also given a verbal warning about the window tint. A call about an intoxicated person at around 2:40 a.m. Sunday in Avoca resulted in the arrest of 28-year-old Brittany Marianne Wheeler of Avoca. Wheeler was taken into custody on a public intoxication charge. A man camping at Arrowhead Park in Neola was arrested on active warrants from Pottawatomie County and on Jefferson County, Colorado. 40-year-old Fred Travis Sterrett of Avoca was arrested on a warrant for being a fugitive from justice from Colorado and on a probation violation warrant, the bond for which is $5,000. Also, an adult male and female were arrested at around 10 a.m. Sunday following a call about suspicious activity in Pottawatomie County. A deputy made contact with several people in a tan suburban park near the gate of Remelt and arrested 18-year-old Maggie Ann Baker of Council Bluffs for possession of drug paraphernalia and on two counts of possession of a controlled substance. 41-year-old Andy Charles Andrews of Pacific Junction was arrested for having a concealed weapon, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of contraband. Authorities recovered 2.8 grams of meth, four Xanax bars, 0.5 gram of marijuana, and assorted drug paraphernalia pipes during their incident. A traffic stop Sunday in Pott County resulted in the arrest of 26-year-old Taylor Ray McDaniel of Essex. She was taken into custody on a warrant out of Clarinda and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.